From Revelation and John's Gospel, Christ the Lamb. This week continues with God's story of God's people from the dreaming eyes of John of Patmos on the prison island. Today, while still in the throne room, we hear John waiting to see who will be worthy to open the scroll. This scroll should reveal God's will for God's preferred future, and who could be worthy to open it to reveal this great unknown. Is the lion worthy? No. But the slaughtered yet living lamb appears, and this is the Christ that by his death God reveals his power and brings all creation into God's kingdom by redeeming all people of every nation and tribe. Reflected in our text, the heavenly beings come together in song, in worship, and we come together in our worship with song, giving glory and praise to the God and to the Lamb. In honor to the Lamb, we sing songs and glorify the power of God who saves us and declares our salvation because of the Lamb. The Lamb that was slain and now lives in the kingdom is the only one worthy to open the way to salvation and the only one to reveal God's will for God's creation. It is God's will to open the way to salvation to all tribes and nations so all people may be united with Christ in a resurrection like his. Paul begins to cry in sadness until he sees the Lamb. We are lost without the Lamb who was slain for our salvation. God gives us life because of the Lamb. The Lamb offers himself as a sacrifice for all people, and that is the power of God to take away the sin of the world. In the Lamb, we have life. In the Lamb, we have salvation. In the Lamb, we are saved from darkness and evil. Jesus Christ is the Lamb who is the light of the world. John the Baptizer declares, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me, because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel.'" End quote. It is Christ that is the Lamb, and the Lamb that is the open gate for all people to join one sheepfold of God. In a divided world, where people continue to kill without cause, and hate is encouraged by the media, who can we turn to for hope? God has defeated all evil, but we must reject that evil, or we will also be drawn into the hatred and division. Sisters and brothers in Christ, do not be taken in by the deceiver. Jesus is the open gate that has all authority and power in heaven and on earth. This is the Lamb who is worthy to reveal the will of God. Jesus Christ is the open gate for all creation. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, all-powerful and mighty is your word. You reveal to us your glorious salvation and have come to us to bring us to yourself. Come to us today and share your glorious will to all your people. The Lamb was slain so we can live. Glory to your name, Jesus. Jesus Christ, who saves the world from death and darkness, is the Lamb of God who opens the gate of salvation to all God's creation. You are worthy of our praise. Come and open again for us the gate of your righteousness through Jesus Christ. Amen.